The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are two student family specialists, Jesselyn Tunney and Blake Sutton. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Well, Jesselyn, Blake, I welcome each of you to Super Chat. What does a student family specialist do? Jesselyn, let's begin with you. How would you describe your duties and responsibilities?
Sure. So a student and family support specialist aids students and their families, not only in the school building, but also in their home lives. This support looks different and can be provided in different ways. Some common things that I see working at the elementary level are emotional coping skills, family issues at home, and just behavior that needs adapted to make their lives more successful.
Well, Blake, what are your thoughts on my question?
Kind of just looking at it as we collaborate with Jackson Dell, the guidance counselors, administration, teachers, parents, caretakers. We collaborate to develop and implement strategies that support the students' well-being. Also developing individual students' plans to support their academics, their social lives, and then possibly their employability skills. Another important aspect I think we do is connect students and families with community resources to address challenges that we see in the building, for example, like bullying, substance use disorder, or just mental health issues.
Mm-hmm. It really is a very holistic process, really. I mean, it's about the whole person, right?
Correct.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how would you describe the differences of your job between working in the elementary school setting versus working in the junior, senior high school environment?
So I'll start with the elementary. So the elementary, we do a lot more preparing them for their future as far as being themselves as a person. So like some of the things I do on a daily basis at the elementary, we do a lot of individualized and group sensory programs. We have a daily check-in that checks on the kiddos' emotions and how they're feeling that day, if something happened at home that they need to kind of check in with us about. I do individualized counseling sessions, which is where I pull children or even pop into classrooms and support them, whether that's emotional needs, behavioral needs. I help teachers a lot of times. They'll call me and be like, hey, this kiddo's having a hard time sitting still. I'll go in and try to help write a plan that helps them be more successful in the classroom. I do a lot of lunch groups where we work on social skills. And then I have bullying prevention once a month for all grade levels, as well as family support. So a lot of the kiddos I have for individual sessions, their parents will reach out to me if there's anything going on at home. And then I will help the parent write a behavior plan that they can follow at home, as well as something we follow at school. So it's consistent among environments.
Yeah, sure. Well, Blake, what about at the junior, senior high school level? How does that play in? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there are some similarities where we talk about, you know, individual counseling, bullying prevention. But the big difference is just how you go about those your role in the position. You know, we do individual counseling sessions, you know, roughly having 80 to 90 students, continuing to work with them on a regular basis, where I'm helping them with if they've got home struggles, a lot of peer struggles, and then academic struggles. One of the things that I do that Jesslyn doesn't really see at the elementary side is attendance. I deal with a lot of attendance reviews because we feel that if a student has better attendance or is not having those tardies or unexcused absences, that the student is going to have more success in the building.
Ripley County has some pretty aggressive treatment or addressing of chronic absenteeism, don't they?
Yeah, so we really, you know, the state law is that when a student gets to 10 absences that the court is going to get involved, and they, you know, need to appear in front of a judge with the family. So, you know, our goal is to get them, is to talk with that student when we're at like 4 or 5 absences. So that way we can kind of address the issue prior to it being a law issue.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the family events you've done in the recent past? Jesslyn, what about at the elementary level?
So this is actually something that Blake and I work together on. So we partner together, elementary and high school. So we've actually done 2 outreach events. So our first one was at the Upper Room Cafe. It was at the start of the school year. It was a panel Q&A type event. So the tech department, both building principals, superintendent, myself, Blake, we all did short presentations on various topics. And then parents that were present could ask questions or inquire if they thought their kiddo needed services or helped in one of the areas that was presented. Then the incentive for that event was they got a $2 off coupon to use at the Upper Room that night to get a snack or a drink. And we had more elementary parents attend that event versus high school.
The second event we had was we partnered with Ripley County Court Services, and we had Jonathan Geary, the juvenile probation officer, come in and give a talk on vaping awareness. It was low attended because we were trying to get the audience of the high schoolers and their families. However, though, the presentation was very detailed, and it was at the local Dam Theater, and we had some incentives going on, and we had some pizza party incentives. It was really good.
Are you planning to hold any future events to benefit those students and families you help?
Yes. So actually, we have an event coming up on April 23rd. This event is kind of a new tactic we're going to try, see how everyone likes it. So it is going to be a drive-through event. So we're going to set up a table outside the elementary because our elementary drive is in a loop. And we're going to have baggies made up that's all about what is happening this summer for our kiddos. So we have places like the YMCA, libraries, Genesis camps, 4-H, Purdue Extension. They're all providing information and like little goodies to put in the bags. And then the school corporation has also purchased some gift cards to include in just random bags. So families that come through get the chance of winning gift cards to either local businesses in Ripley County.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we're hoping that it's an event that really gets the public involved. We got some other events going on that night, whether there's baseball, softball, track going on. So Jacksonville could be a busy scene that day.
You know, I wanted to ask you guys something, and you know, it may sound like a basic question, but I think you will have a very different perspective than maybe the average listener, including myself here. Okay, but how important do you think family engagement is for student success to happen?
I would go with that 100%. It is a vital piece in a student's success, because I see a lot of times when talking with the student, seeing their perspective on academics, perspective on peer relationships, directly reflected from their families at home. If a parent is not involved in that student's education, or if a parent is not involved in that student's well-being, then that student struggles when coming into the building.
Yeah, and I agree with Blake. I think I see a little bit different at the elementary, just because I feel like what I do is a little more behavior-based. So typically when I work with families, it's on a specific behavior. So whether that's, you know, keeping them their hands to themselves or being disorganized or late for school, I still agree that it's absolutely critical for students to have that support at home. But I do think that from the elementary standpoint, my frustration, I guess you could say, would be that I can work on a behavior all day long at school and it can be mastered in the school building. But if my parents or my families aren't following through with the expectations at home, then that behavior will only be maintained in the school building, not in their everyday lives outside of the building.
Yeah. So it's requiring really support from both ends, their end and your end.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, if I were to ask you to speak directly to the families of Jackson Dell, what would each of you say? Specific suggestions, what would you offer up to them?
My number one, and I voice it with the kids and with the teachers, is a line of open communication. If we have open communication and we know what's going on at home, they know what's going on in the building, then everything can, the questions can get answered for the student, and we can figure out the best plan, the best strategies to help this student be successful. And that's, yes, academics is priority, but also trying to help that student navigate the struggles of life, the struggles of with peers, the relationships, and then just navigating through what we've kind of been through since, COVID has happened. We've had different type of strategies that we have to face now.
Yeah. And I agree with Blake. I think just an open line of communication as well. I think the biggest thing is a lot of times families feel like they don't know the services or support that is offered. And that's kind of what we're here for. We are here to connect them to those resources as well as be support, even if they just need a listening ear. Or sometimes I have parents call me and be like, hey, I'm struggling with this and I know my kid is also struggling with it. Is there any resources we can have, or is there anything that you can help me to understand better about what my kiddo is going through? One thing I always suggest is, if kiddos have a hard time talking, is get a journal out and let them write or let them draw. Try to figure out some way to get those emotions out that maybe they're not comfortable talking to an adult necessarily about a situation, but then us as adults, we can dissect into that writing and that drawing a little more to understand their perspective on what's going on.
You know what I hear in that at a very basic level is, if you have questions or you need something, talk to me.
Yes.
Correct.
Absolutely. Yes. Ask, let us help you. Let us get you connected to resources and help. And if I know for myself, and I'm sure for Blake as well, if we don't know the answers, we'll find you the answers. We'll figure it out together. But that's the biggest thing, is just don't be afraid to ask.
And that's one thing I always stress to students, is that, maybe I'm not the number one or, the student's person that they need to go to all the time in the building. But it's important that student has a trusted adult in the building to go to lean towards, to ask questions and to find answers. I think it's important for a student to have at least one trusted adult in the building.
Sure. Yeah, I would agree. Well, Jesslyn, Blake, this has been a beneficial conversation today. I have to say, for listeners to understand that these resources through you two are available, just speak up. Excellent job. And I want to thank both of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Yep.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a pleasure.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. Please copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social media platforms. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app. And to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us. Email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.